You're listening to The Faith Experiment, the daily edition with Robbie Bergen, your daily dose of experimenting with ancient manuscripts. Join Robbie now as he helps you to apply ancient truths to our modern lives.
Today's claim comes from James chapter 5, verse 16. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Imagine a small boat caught in a fierce storm, tossed by waves and at the mercy of the wind. Then imagine a strong, steady anchor being lowered, holding that boat firmly in place amidst the turmoil. This anchor is akin to prayer in our lives, providing stability, strength, and connection to God in the midst of life's storms. James chapter 5 verse 16 emphasizes the tremendous power held within effective and fervent prayer. Prayer is not just a passive activity or a last resort. It's a potential tool given to us by God to communicate with Him, seek His guidance, and invoke His intervention in our lives or the lives of others. It is our spiritual anchor, providing stability and strength amidst life's storms. Today's experiment. Focus on the power of prayer. Choose a situation or a person in your life that needs God's intervention. Dedicate specific time to fervently pray over this situation or person. Write down your prayers in a journal and make it a commitment to continue praying about this in the days to come. As you pray, believe in the power of your prayers and expect God to move. Over time, keep note of any changes or answers to your prayers in your journal, observing the powerful impact of prayer in your life and the life of others.
That was Robbie Bergen with your daily faith experiment. To find more faith experiments that you can put into practice each and every day, visit faithexperiment.com and look for daily faith experiments. And be sure to tune in tomorrow for your next daily faith experiment.